The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Now offering 5 years free servicing on every new 142 Hyundai. Ireland's fastest growing car brand.
All right, I'll come back to you on that, but I want to come to the present day, if you like. Adam Bolton, the political editor of Sky News, is on the line. Tony Blair, of course, back in the news. One of the big stories of the week has been the whole ISIL, their success in the former Iraq and apparently moving as far as threatening Baghdad. There's been a lot of international kerfuffle about it. And Tony Blair, of course, who so controversially supported the war in Iraq, has been speaking about the situation. Let's hear a little clip of Tony Blair before we talk to Adam Bolton about it. He published an essay online, anyhow, basically defending the intervention in Iraq and saying that ISIS and ISIL wouldn't be as far ahead today as they are if there'd been more international intervention in Syria. So let's have a little clip of Tony Blair now talking to Andrew Marr of the BBC.
My point is very simple. Even if you left Saddam in place in 2003, when 2011 happened and you had the Arab revolutions going through Tunisia and Libya and Yemen and Bahrain and Egypt and Syria, you would have still had a major problem in Iraq. Indeed, you can see what happens when you leave the dictator in place, as has happened with Assad now. The problems don't go away. So one of the things I'm trying to say is, you know, we can rerun the debates about 2003 and the perfectly legitimate points on either side. But where we are now in 2014, we have to understand this is a regional problem, but it's a problem that will affect us. If you talk to security services in France and Germany and the UK, they will tell you their single biggest worry today, returning jihadist fighters, our own citizens, by the way, from Syria. So we have to look at Syria and Iraq and the region in context. We have to understand what's going on there, and we have to engage. And that doesn't mean, by the way, engagement as in Iraq or Afghanistan and ground troops, but it does mean that we actively try and shape this situation with our allies in the region. And don't believe that if we just wash our hands of it and walk away, then the problems will be solved.
That was Tony Blair. Adam Bolton, political editor of Sky News, is on the line. Good afternoon, Adam.
Good afternoon.
Tony Blair just can't let it go, but might he be right?
Well, I think this is an interesting intervention. Mr. Blair's become a very controversial figure because of the war and his activities since leaving office. But the truth is that David Cameron and also Barack Obama in the United States, in reaction to the war's gone wrong, if you like, in Afghanistan and Iraq, have really steered clear of facing up to what is going on there at the moment and concentrated on their military withdrawal. Now, Blair has clearly decided to use what political capital he has remaining to draw attention to these issues. And in terms of the diagnosis that the situation is horrible across the Middle East, and that there is likely to be overspill into Europe, he's almost certainly correct. I think where the argument will start in the solutions he proposes, not least because he appears to be in a somewhat contradictory position of both suggesting intervention in Syria and the possibility that Bashar al-Assad could actually stay in office, and the two don't really seem to be particularly consistent. But I think we can at least give Mr. Blair credit, although there are obvious personal reasons for trying to put some international focus on this question rather than it being swept under the carpet along with photo opportunities between the British Foreign Secretary and Angelina Jolie, or rather Dave Jolie as she is now.
Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is there is no democratic mandate for intervention. So, and on the other hand, this group, ISIS or ISIL or whatever they're called already, you've got summary executions already, diktats about women going out in public and what they might wear. And when you think of, you know, all the death there's been, all the billions that have been spent on weaponry, all of it disintegrating into this now, and the rest of the world just stands by and lets it happen, does it?
Well, I was at a briefing with John Kerry on Friday, and he actually argued that there was a mandate for US intervention on the grounds that the al-Maliki government in Baghdad, however it might be disapproved of, is democratically elected. In recent elections, it's got the largest block of votes. It is officially allied with the United States and has officially requested help from the United States. And he said that he thought in international law that would stand up. Interestingly, the British Foreign Secretary, who was also there, was very clear that Britain wouldn't participate in any way in a military intervention beyond special forces or counter-terrorism. So while no one is talking about another invasion, it does appear that if required, Washington is moving towards a position where it would give military support to the al-Maliki government and those trying to push back the ISIL advance.
I want to, my last question to you, Adam Bolton, it's not about politics. Have you read Ulysses?
Yeah, I have read Ulysses. It sounded very interesting. I mean, believe it or not, a long time ago I got a degree in English literature, and Ulysses certainly features very prominently in modernism. I wouldn't have claimed to have got through
most English literature students answered the questions without reading the book. You actually read Ulysses?
Yeah, I think I read it three times, actually, believe it or not. But, you know, we took modernism seriously in those days, perhaps less so now, but certainly will the encounter with John Banville sounds pretty interesting this afternoon.
I'm sure there's, I hope actually I'd like to find out whether they're going to podcast it or put it up, because I'm sure there'd be a lot of people who'd like to watch it or follow it or look at it online. But thanks very much indeed for joining us with that, Adam Bolton.